Hi guys, Rich and Felix again. Podcast number 8. Interesting one, this. Yorkshire, Swaledale, miles and miles of open country. And when people died, there wasn't always a church nearby. And of course, everybody in those days craved a decent burial. They had to be buried in consecrated ground. And there's a trail, 16-mile trail, called the Corpse Way, or the Coffin Road. And basically what used to happen was people would pack up the dead person in their coffin, and the family and friends would set off and walk the Corpse Way. 16 miles, carrying a heavy coffin with a body inside it. They used to stop off on the way. They packed sandwiches and food and drink with them. I walked the Coffin Way, visiting a place called the Dead House. Incredible place, where they actually stopped off, left the coffin with a body in it, and went down to a pub called the Punch Bowl Inn, for a drink before continuing down to a place called Grinton, where there was a church, and that's where they buried the dead person in their coffin. The Punch Bowl's haunted, and so is the Coffin Way. It's a belting story. It was absolutely chucking it down with rain when we did it, but it was well worth doing. You're going to love it. You really are. And while we're on the subject of ghosts, don't forget we still need a few more stories for the People's Ghost Book. All you need to do is send them, hopefully with pictures, with photographs if you've got them, to ghost@richardfelix.co.uk. Enjoy it, guys. Talk to you soon. I'm up above the River Swale in Swaledale, sitting in the haunted Punch Bowl Inn with a refreshing pint of Yorkshire bitter. Black sheep, how appropriate. There's a 12-mile road stretching all the way to Grinton Church, known as the Coffin Road or the Corpse Way. Anyone who died within a 12-mile radius of this area had to be brought to Grinton Church if they wanted to be buried in consecrated ground. Before the funeral procession set out, usually from the house of the deceased, all the guests, family and friends, would arrive at the house, biscuits would be distributed, and ale, before setting off on the journey. It could be anything up to 2 days from wherever they lived to get to the church. They would lift the coffin, the pallbearers of course would carry the coffin, people would take it in turns as they took the long slow journey along the valley, along the Corpse Way. On the way of course they would have to stop for rests, and there are various stones and places where the coffins were put down, and one such stone known as the Coffin Stone at Ivelet Bridge, where a haunting takes place. The stone, strangely enough, is in the shape of a coffin, and it's where the coffins apparently were laid. But there is the story, not of a human ghost, but of a large black dog, a bar guest, or padfoot, which for some strange reason takes the shape of a dog rather than that of a person. It has red staring eyes, huge feet, and fangs. And it has been seen leaping over the parapet of Ivelet Bridge. But there's never a splash when it lands in the water. The funeral cortege would continue along the valley and for the night would stop in the little hamlet of Blades, just up the hill from here. The body would be stored in what was called the Dead House. And then the family and friends would come down here to the Punch Bowl for the wake, and then return back up the hill to sleep the night, to stay with the coffin. They would then continue the slow journey to Grinton Church, where the coffin would be interred with all due pomp and ceremony. And of course, the reason we're here in the Punch Bowl is because it has ghosts. And Lorraine, you're the landlady of the Punch Bowl. Mm-hmm. And you've got ghosts, yes?
Well, so they say. I haven't seen any, but there's things goes on. Lights keep getting
switched
on.
You've not
on.
Been here very long, of course,
just
have you?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the story?
Well, there's an old doctor who was here for a Holly Street doctor in the 70s when mm-hmm. all creatures great and small were gone. He used to have the punch bowl, and then he died I don't know how long ago, but he's buried in the cemetery next door. And he's supposedly to walk through the long room, which is the room next door, with his bottle of port.
He was a port drinker,
yes,
was he?
Buried with his bottle of port as well.
Oh, you kidding?
Yeah, so... Wow. Well, I haven't seen anything, but things goes on, noises and lights getting switched on. And the dogs barking when there's nobody there.
Do the dogs sort of... Is there anywhere that the dogs won't go, or do they sort of stop and look?
They stop and look.
Really? Mm-hmm. Staring and looking at someone that human eyes can't see for some reason?
Yes, uh-huh. Do that quite often.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's nobody in the place, when there's no residents in, and there's only us here. They do that quite often.
Crikey. And of course, the light situation, when it happens once or twice, you think, someone else must have left the light on them. But when it keeps happening, mm-hmm. that's when you start to think.
Yeah, like the housekeeper who does all of the rooms, she'll say the same thing. They've been up and switched all the lights on again when there's nobody being in.
Really? Mm-hmm. Or so. But you personally, yet, haven't seen anything?
No, haven't seen anything.
Does it bother you?
No, not really.
I suppose not. I suppose living...
Bother.
Up here in the wilds, I suppose that's the least of your worries, isn't it, ghosts?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it doesn't bother us.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Down below you can see the punch bowl. Up here at the top I found the dead house. We wondered whether we'd ever make it, but it's not every day that you're in the middle of the North Yorkshire Moors and in front of you is a building called the dead house. So, undaunted, I'm going on. Because I'm going in it. And I found it. It's taken us nearly half a day, but we wouldn't give up. I knew it was somewhere around here, right at the top of the hill. And I'm now, for the first time, approaching a dead house. This is it. Oh, there's a strange, feeling of unease. You imagine, probably since medieval times, the number of bodies that have actually been stored in this building. As far as I know, there are no ghost stories to do with this actual building, but I'll tell you, there's a strange feeling in here. If I was out here on the moors, and this was the only place around, I wouldn't stay the night in here. Definitely not. In fact, I'm off. And this is it, rather wet, slippy trackway, but this is the original Coffin Road. 12-mile stretch, just been up to the dead house. The body's been deposited there for safekeeping for the night, and the mourners are now trudging along this pathway as they did for hundreds and hundreds of years. Down to the wake at the Punch Bowl Inn at the top bottom of the hill here. And this is the parapet on top of the bridge at Ivelet. The mourners with the coffin still had another 7.5 miles to go before they got to Grinton Churchyard. This is the haunted bridge where the large black dog with saucer-sized red staring eyes was seen on frequent occasions, but not for at least 100 years, actually leaping over this bridge
and folks that saw it said that it never splashed. It just disappeared from view. And that's it. I've reached journey's end. This is the end of the 12-mile Swaledale Coffin Road. It ended here at Grinton Church. The mourners, the pallbearers would come in here and lay down their burden for the last time. The wicker coffin, and of course the body would then be buried somewhere in the churchyard in a linen shroud. And then the mourners would start the long journey all the way back along the trail. Up until the 1600s, people were allowed to be buried in linen shrouds. But after that, the government brought out a law stating that all people should be buried in woolen clothes or woolen shrouds. This was to help the ailing woolen industry in this country. And a lead miner here at Grinton was prosecuted and fined £5 for allowing his daughter to be buried here in the churchyard in a linen shroud. £5 was a lot of money in those days, and they say that the ghost of that lead miner still haunts this churchyard.